The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So let's talk about this then. Let's talk about it. Because you've addressed that. So let's talk about immigration. What's going on? We got the president being sued by six illegals over DACA.
Yeah, pretty ridiculous. I mean, here's the truth is, listen, I'm not going to pander. I'm just going to tell you how I feel. The truth is that President Obama never should have done it that way, right? He was granting them papers. That should have been a legislative action. And there is bipartisan support for things like the DREAM Act. Now, if we have to have a compromise, Senator Rand Paul has actually pushed out a pretty good idea. You know, there's 800,000 of these dreamers, and we take in 1 million people a year that we get through the green card system. Rand Paul has proposed that we just take the dreamers and we put them in that 1 million a year quota, you know, maybe by 200,000 people a year. That way people aren't feeling as if they're getting put in front of the line. They have to go through the normal process. That seems like a pretty reasonable compromise. But again, you know, if America is the greatest nation in the world, people are going to want to move here. We have to have a simple process of migration to get people here. I don't like the anti-immigration overtones that we've turned to in this country, because it's not just the immigration that we're getting. We're getting pushed for protectionism, which, if anybody remembers the history of the Great Depression, the worst tariff that we ever had, the Smoot-Hawley tariff, which contributed to and exacerbated the Great Depression. That's what people are pushing for right now. And it, quite frankly, it scares me, because protectionism and socialism are twin evils. And, you know, immigration is going to be part of free trade. It's going to be part of the free movement of peoples so that we can have labor practices. I mean, if our economy is going to grow, we're going to need labor. Quite frankly, I'm not picking my own strawberries, guys. I'm not, you're not, and we need labor. So it's an issue of free market economics. But we do need to incentivize legal immigration. Right now, we're incentivizing people to break the law because we have made it overly punitive. And quite frankly, if we're going to have a compromise, I like what Rand Paul is pushing. But frankly, I think they're probably going to pass the DREAM Act or something like that. If that's what it comes down to, that's what we're going to do.
Now, and I agree with most of what you said. I got to question you on that we need labor. I would agree with some of that, but not under the guise, and I know you were, you know, kind of joking there about picking your own strawberries or, you know, being fun there, but I don't think we need labor to pick our strawberries or do certain jobs. As a country grows, you need labor across the spectrum. You're going to need, you know, more scientists and more doctors and more at every level. I just hate the idea for people to misunderstand and say, well, we need labor to come in and do those jobs Americans won't do. That's that bogus phrase from people who support illegals.
Well, you know, I don't support illegals. I think that unfortunately, there's a misunderstanding about the historic use of labor in the United States. I mean, does everybody remember the very first anti-immigrant law that we had, the Chinese Exclusion Act? And that wasn't because of economics. Listen, very few people understand how markets work. Economics is a very dismal, mundane science. And as our economy grows, we actually do, you know, it's not politically correct to say so. We need unskilled labor. We actually do need unskilled labor, because we need people to be able to fill these jobs. And when you say Americans won't do them, trust me, we're not going to do that. I didn't want to do them. I worked landscaping for years, and the first thing I did was,
I don't buy that though, Austin. I don't buy Americans won't do them. They won't do them. And the reason is if they don't do them, there's one reason. Yeah. Because they've gotten soft and they can get free crap everywhere else. We tighten up stuff welfare. Americans will do some of those jobs.
That's bogus. That's total BS. And Americans don't want to do those jobs because they want to go develop apps for the new iPhone.
No. I didn't say they want what they want to do. I'm saying they won't do them because they have other options at this point. Trust me, when people starve, they get hungry enough, they will find a way. Okay, if this is my only option, I will do them. It's arrogant to say Americans won't do them. Now, do we still need people coming in? Of course it's arrogant to say Americans won't do those.
Doc, it's arrogant. It's arrogant to tell them that they should be relegated to those jobs.
I didn't say they should be relegated to them. I'm saying if you stop giving them free stuff, the only reason, Americans are better than people around the world as far as they won't do certain jobs? No, the only reason we're there is because Americans have gotten soft and spoiled. People in America used to do those jobs.
No, we are better. We're the greatest nation on this earth, and we're a developer nation, and we're going to continue to grow. And as our capitalist economy grows, we're going to get better and better jobs, and we're going to have to, and we're going to stop working in the lower wage jobs, and we're going to move up to the higher wage jobs as we get more education and as we create new opportunities. Yes, yes, America is better. That's why people want to move here, because we have better and better jobs, and we have greater opportunities.
So we should only allow people to immigrate that would do those jobs. We don't want people to come here that are also scientists.
We ought to allow anybody who's not a terrorist or who doesn't carry some infectious disease come to the United States as long as they work and they don't take welfare.
Well, wait a minute. Why? Well, wait. Under your idea, if you're, those are primarily there are jobs Americans won't do, then why would we let scientists in? Because we need Americans to do those jobs. You know, the skilled
stuff.
Why did we let Einstein in?
Why did we let Einstein in? So we should just
That doesn't answer the question. I'm asking if you believe there are jobs.
Why did we let Melania Trump in? She was taking jobs from American models.
You're not answering the question. The question is, if you believe that there are jobs Americans won't do because Americans are above doing certain jobs and we need those people to come in, then why wouldn't America protect the skilled jobs that Americans are going to have to do?
Because we believe in free markets, because we think we believe in a meritocracy, because the role of the government is not to protect us. It's not to protect our jobs. It's to protect our liberty. And if I'm a business owner and I want to hire someone, that should be my right. The government should
yes,
not
that
be able
should.
To tell
but
me
what jobs
I
are Americans
not.
Going to do then? Because Americans, as you said, are only going to do those skilled jobs.
Americans need to get off their lazy butts and get their own jobs. It's not a zero-sum game.
But not get off their lazy butt to do
Bernie Sanders.
But not get off their butt to do manual labor jobs.
If they want, it's their right.
You just said they won't do them, though. Austin, you're talking out of your ass on this one. You really are.
No,
I'm not being rude. You are absolutely wrong on this.
It's not the government's job to tell me who I can or can't hire.
I agree, but if you're telling me that there are Americans will not do jobs, it's because Americans have it too good that they can get free stuff. If Americans won't do those jobs and they don't have other options, what are they going to do? They're going to go get free crap, and where are they going to get it from? From me and everybody else. That's their only option then.
Okay, well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
Okay. So what's your take on North Korea?
Well, quite frankly, I wish we weren't meddling so much in the Middle East, because we've got such a major crisis happening over on the peninsula. I mean, Steve Bannon, when he dropped out of the White House, you know, the first thing he did was start talking about how there were no good options in North Korea. Everybody knows that that's true. But there probably are some options that are less offensive options that have to do with our cyber capabilities. One of my good buddy, John McAfee, he talks about this quite frequently, how the United States, our offensive cyber warfare capabilities are not entirely defunct, but they're way behind some of our competitors like China and Japan and others. I mean, we're probably going to need to be working on extensive surveillance. But I mean, frankly, at the moment, what we don't need is to exacerbate it with a sort of war of words. They're kind of like the bully in the schoolyard, where they really just want a lot of attention. And I think the more attention we give to them by kind of escalating the war of words is probably not what we need to be doing. We need to be observing them. We need to be surveilling them. And we need to be, preparing ourselves for the worst. I mean, if I was Japan, I can't tell you how I would behave. If I was Japanese and they were launching
missiles, I'd be freaked out.
Over my country, I'd be freaked out. Yeah. And I mean, I'm pretty dovish when it comes to the issues of war, but I mean, if you're not launching missiles over my head, I'm going to be saying it's time to
militarize. So at some point as a senator, would you endorse us taking some sort of action to stop North Korea?
I don't have access to the kind of national security briefings they have. I get the same information that you do.
Right.
So the only way I would ever endorse such a thing is if I believe that the national security of the United States or our allies were truly at risk, and only under constitutional prerogatives, meaning that if I really believe that we were in danger,
there would have to be an imminent threat. You would have to be
proven. There would have to be an imminent threat. That's correct. Yes,
Austin,
we would do so constitutionally.
Real quick, give us how people can reach you. How can they find out more information about you?
Yeah, AP4Liberty, the number 4 on Twitter, AP4Liberty on Facebook as well, AustinForSenate.com. That's really easy. Or you can just type in fireclaire.net and you'll get the same word.
All right. We'll tweet both of those out. Austin Peterson, running for Senate of Missouri. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.